Welcome everybody to this episode of Rippin' Strips. I'm your host, the Corn Dog, here with
L Dog.
Yeah. Yeah. This is the podcast where we tear comic strips to absolute freaking shreds.
Oh yeah.
We have two comics that go head to head, and we have some other interesting bits, including a new section. Game. What do you call it? A new segment of the podcast debuting live for the first time today. So buckle up, you Looney Tunes, because you're gonna see something that's a new segment for today.
You're gonna think you taught a putty tat.
There we go,
Looney Tunes. You.
I set him up. L Dog knocks him down. Yeah.
That's why we're a team.
That's right. That's
Rippin'
right.
Strips ever evolving. Got some new segments going. It's exciting.
Yeah, we're always evolving and working harder to become even better versions of ourselves. I know you didn't think that was possible, and neither do we really truly believe it, but we're just changing stuff to make you think that we're improving.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's all downhill from here, but
yeah.
Let's make it a fun ride.
Yeah.
How you been?
I'm doing good. I'm feeling tired.
Oh, really? I didn't get a lot of I took a nap yesterday and woke up at like midnight and just stayed up.
What time?
That was a mistake. I should have got back to sleep because I kind of like lounged around, and then it's like a few hours before you come over, and I'm just like, I didn't get that much done.
Wait, what time did you start your nap?
I don't even know. I was like running around all day yesterday, running errands, and I did like an extra hard workout because I'm trying to get in shape for my 40th birthday.
Yeah, baby.
Enter the new decade. A little, you know.
Swole.
Well, I don't know.
Shredded.
Slightly less overweight than I am today, I guess.
Sure. So you took a nap at night, I assume,
when you started
the nap?
And probably 7 or something.
So, you took a 4 to 5 hour nap.
Yeah, I mean, I probably could have made myself sleep, and that's what I should have done. And I would have been super energetic, but I slept for many hours, and I just kind of went through my morning routine at like midnight.
Yeah.
I actually ate a lot and then made myself tired again, like late morning.
The best way. That's the best way to go back to sleep.
I screwed up. Yeah. I screwed up my whole routine, but whatever. I guess I was active yesterday, so I was extra all fucked up. You know, that's what caused it all.
Yeah. But you only got 4 hours of sleep. Or 5,
right?
Maybe. But that's still, it's impressive. And all night you just kind of hung out, ate a lot?
No, I've got a lot of shit to do, like cleaning. Probably to you. I don't know if I mentioned it on the podcast. Probably to you seems like I'm always cleaning my apartment, but what can I say? It's hard to keep it clean.
Yeah, I think that's what happens is your living space. You have to always clean it.
Yeah,
it's annoying. You want to clean it once and then it's done. It's clean. And then you don't have to worry about it anymore. But that's not how shit works, and it sucks.
Yep. Life is maintenance.
That's why I talked about on this. I think I talked about it on the podcast before. Maybe I haven't. So maybe I'm sharing a whole new bit of information with you of one of my business ventures.
Okay.
A nude laundromat.
Okay.
Do I need to go on?
Well, I don't know. It just sounds like it's easier to like not have one outfit that's still dirty. That's kind of nice. I wish I could walk over to the washing machines naked and like, you know, and then every single one of my clothes will be clean.
That's the point.
Yeah.
That's the point. You never, if you're doing laundry, you never have that time when everything is clean because you're still wearing dirty clothes. So a nude laundromat.
Well, in your case, you just wear a swimsuit.
That's actually a great idea. That's a great idea. Also, you can wear a swimsuit. A nude laundromat would mean that you can clean everything, even you freaks who like to wash your swimsuits, and have everything be clean. And then you're done with laundry until you have to do it again. I don't mind if someone, if I was walking down the street and a naked guy or gal or whatever walked by, I wouldn't be like, oh, gross, oh, disgusting. I would just be like, wow, that's weird. And that person's going to, I think that person's probably going to have or is already having an interesting day.
Right. Well, I don't know if you've, I mean, I live where I live. Yeah, that's kind of a regular occurrence, really. I've seen, like, within the last year, I've seen definitely more than one naked person just.
Yeah, on the internet.
And it's like, no, on the damn busiest fucking, on Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah. Yeah.
One was definitely on Hollywood Boulevard. I think both of them were.
Yeah. And you know what?
Yeah.
That's fine. If that's what I hope, you know, if that's, it doesn't really bother me to see someone naked. I would feel uncomfortable walking around completely naked in public. And unless everyone else is naked, then let's party naked.
Yeah, because I'm at least maybe like a 5, so it's like, you know, or maybe a 5.5. So I'm still like,
in terms of
better looking than most people naked.
Yeah.
But really, I'm not that good looking naked. But it's like, well, if grandma has to be naked, it's like, I ain't so bad. I'm like a regular guy.
I think like in terms of where we are in America, I think the bar is pretty low for naked bodies. You know, also that is also to say that you don't have to judge any naked body.
That's true. But I do. And I was about to say, I see a lot of hotties walking around here wearing scantily clad stuff. And I figure they must work at the Clown Room, which is a big strip club.
Oh, yeah.
Like on my block. Oh, whoops. Oh, whatever.
You didn't say which clown room. There's thousands of clown rooms littered all over this.
There might be. But Jumbo's Clown Room seems famous, but maybe that's just because it's a funny name and I hear it because I live here.
It's a great place. It's a great place enjoyed by all, unless you're in there when there's not enough people in there and then all the dancers are yelling at you to tip them. And I don't appreciate that. I didn't come in there with any singles.
I know. I'm in there for the buffet.
I went in there one time with my friends and one of the dancers offered my friend a box of goobers, and they shared a box of goobers together.
Oh, that's cute.
Chocolate covered peanuts. Interesting name for a treat, but I'm down with it. Chocolate covered peanuts. I don't understand why they're not bigger than they are. It's like Raisinets, but with peanuts inside. Ooh, right. You eat one Raisinet and one goober at the same time. It's like a PB&J kind of.
Oh, never thought about that. Yeah.
Why aren't you thinking about goober combinations more often?
Yeah. You know what weird food I tried recently?
What's that?
I think we talked about before, like, I don't like the idea of canned tuna. I must have had some bad experience when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I never, ever tried sardines my entire life until yesterday.
What'd you think?
And they're great.
Wow.
They're really good. I don't know what, I like seafood now. When I was a kid, I lived in North Texas, so maybe there was just no good seafood around.
Yeah.
Like, I've had some fish, like tilapia maybe or something, where I just don't like it. But, dude, yeah, it's King Oscar sardines in olive oil.
What did you have them on?
Really good. Nothing. I just wanted to try them because I saw a YouTuber eating them and they kind of looked good.
Yeah.
I tried them and they're just really good. It's like a charcuterie type of thing.
Did you eat the whole can?
No, but I'm going to buy... I guess I was nervous about trying them, so I kind of lived my normal day and ate all my meals. And then at the end of the day...
Ah, I see.
Or I was at a grocery store because I was running errands, and I saw the ones I wanted to try, and I just bought them. Or whatever. I had them for a couple days. Anyway, I just had a point where I just wanted to try taste them. I thought I wasn't going to like it.
Yeah. And you loved it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure if I loved it, but it's good. I liked it a lot.
Was it what you were expecting?
Yeah, kind of. I was surprised, though. I don't know why they taste so... I guess they're smoked, but I don't think it said smoked on the can.
Hmm.
They had like a smoky flavor. They're kind of like anchovies, I guess.
And you like anchovies?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, interesting. Interesting. But
they're
you
more
don't
have a meal than anchovies, and they're not like that salty.
Right, they're not as salty.
But yeah, they're. It's like... They don't taste like salami, but it's like eating something like that. It's the same effect.
Yeah.
But you're eating something healthy?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm going to be eating sardines. And they last for like, the cans like expires in 4 years or some shit.
Right, right. Well, you can't keep it open for 4 years.
Oh. No, but you can keep it. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's just for my lifestyle. Dude, I went my whole life not knowing anything about sardines. They sell them.
Wow.
Everywhere.
And you're still anti-tuna fish.
Let me get used to some canned fish. I just tried my first tuna.
I'm not trying to fast forward your process at all, man. Take your time. I'm just excited for you.
Yeah, no, I'm not excited. I don't like... I'll eat chicken salad, but it's not appetizing looking. Or egg salad and tuna salad is kind of the same thing. And canned tuna kind of looks like it's just messy. I mean, part of the appeal of the sardines I had was they look beautiful in the can.
Yeah.
It was like a $4 can, but it looks classy.
Yeah.
It felt fancy.
Yeah. Those are like an easy, classy thing. Definitely. I agree that chicken salad, egg salad, tuna salad doesn't look great. It doesn't sound great when you're like stirring it up.
Yeah.
You know, not the most appetizing sound or sight. But God damn it, I love them. What about a deviled egg?
Love deviled eggs.
Yeah. That's like a deconstructed egg salad, kind of, I guess, right?
I like chicken salad and egg salad, but maybe I blocked out a weird memory as a kid. I will say,
ooh, boy,
I want
to hear what that memory
no,
is.
No, of eating fish and being sick or something. I don't know. I had such
boring.
An aversion to fish. Yeah.
What about like salmon? No, you've eaten salmon.
I've always loved salmon.
Yeah, we've talked
it's
about kinda, that.
It's very different from most fish, I would say. It's its own thing almost.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Well, that is exciting news. You're eating sardines now.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I ordered 3 cans last night after I did that from Target, but the website lied and they didn't have them in stock. So,
oh,
I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Wow,
I think I got the last can at the other store I was at, Fawn's.
Wow, well, you're freaking addicted now.
Maybe I just ate a few of them. I wasn't expecting, I mean, I was too full to eat a whole can, but I can't wait. It's going to be part of my weight loss. Like tomorrow I'm going to eat just a can of those and maybe a salad and a yogurt and stuff.
Wow. Look at you.
Yeah, just for a day. I'm sure by Saturday I'll be like dying to eat some high calorie thing, which will be perfect. It'll be my birthday. And
yeah.
I'll eat like right before we drink. I'm planning it all out.
Oh yeah. You got it all figured out, man. That's right. This is an exciting week for us because Saturday is Logan's, well, Sunday is your actual 40th birthday. 40 Oof. Times around the sun, my man. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty freaking cool.
Yeah, I used to be annoyed by people who loathe and talk about, oh, I'm getting old. Oh, boy. Oh, man. I can't believe how old I am. But, well, I have those same feelings now. 40 is a big one.
Yeah, it seems to happen fast. And it feels like you're old when you turn 40.
Yeah, that's such a high number, but I feel 30 years. You know, I don't know. I don't,
right.
I'm immature.
Yeah, same. Yeah, mentally, I feel like a 23-year-old. Physically, I'm feeling closer to 40.
Yeah. I'm a 30-year-old. I mean, 23-year-olds are pretty dumb. Wait, how old is Brie? She's
not 23, right? No, 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 no. No, she's 22.
Oh, shit.
No, just joking. Just joking. But for everyone who's curious, yes, there is an age gap with me and my girlfriend in our relationship. And everything's consensual. Her brain was fully developed at the time we started dating. So that means that everything's cool and nothing weird is going on.
Yeah. Yep, everything's normal.
That was
She's
a good...
not brainwashed.
She's not brainwashed.
No, you don't have a cult.
I don't have a cult. Technically, I would need a lot more members to have a cult. But she does believe all the interesting things I have to say about the Bible. And how it all...
it's all about Cornell.
It's about about me. And how it says to have sex with me in it a bunch.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
If you want to go to heaven, that's that's how I locked in my prize.
No, but this is something I just found out. Did you know that people, human beings, brains don't fully develop until they're like 26?
I think so, yeah. I think I heard that.
What's up with that?
We live a long time. You're not allowed to be president until you're 35. I was thinking of the other day. Have we ever had a 35-year-old run? That's too young.
We got to have. I'm sure we have in our history. I mean, probably when George Washington was president, they're only living to like 36. So.
Yeah, I was thinking. Was that when was that a rule? Like from the beginning? Anyway, I don't know the answer, but.
Well, make one up.
Now, 26. Before I was 26, I mean, at 26, I wasn't developed. I feel like
your body was.
My brain
wasn't.
Trust
me. Yeah. Evidently, your brain's not fully developed. You think very black and white. You don't think about nuance, I guess. Which is weird.
No, looking back, that makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah,
I'm way more chill now about things like.
Yeah, I guess I'm more chill. I guess when you think black and white, it means you haven't given up.
Well, maybe, yeah. Maybe that's part of it. But you also realize people are complex, and I've had opinions that turn out to be wrong, so you can't be so mad at someone who's wrong, because maybe they're right, or you've been, you know, been there.
Or you've been wrong, too.
In these old years.
Right.
All the years I've been on this blue ball.
Yeah, but do you think when you turn 50, you're going to look back and say, yeah, in my 30s, I was a fucking moron?
Yeah. I'm thinking that now. My 20s kind of rocked, but my 30s was a mixed bag.
Really?
Yeah, there's some cool accomplishments, but overall it's like, and I can blame things like COVID and the strike, but I mean,
sure.
And things affected it, but it's like, I don't know.
Don't you think it's weird and kind of dumb to this is just an example of how big of a fucking idiot you are.
to do what I just did.
No, that we have back. To, I mean, it makes sense, but like by categorizing our lives by decades.
Yeah, you're right, and I shouldn't dwell on it. And I don't dwell on it. No, I do.
Yeah, but
I gotta stop.
You're like my 20s, my 30s, but you're not like my 10s or like my zeros. Man, I was a fucking moron. I had some good accomplishments in my zeros, you know, learning to walk.
No, I still...
tie my shoes.
Well, yeah, I don't think about being a little kid, but in high school, I drew a lot of really good drawings. And in my 30s, I didn't do any painting or drawing, and I probably...
Yes, you did.
Yeah, but I wasted a lot of time not... I think when I'm older, I'm going to start selling my art, but I should have been doing that the whole time. It doesn't even take that...
Yeah.
Know, whatever. Not to show how the painting is made, but I mean, sometimes it doesn't even take that long to just do it.
Right. Right. And I think...
But you've got to build like a reputation or... And build your skill up and stuff, and I never did that.
I would say most people have spent a lot of their lives wasting their time. I think that's how we spend the majority of our time. And that's actually how I want to spend the majority of my time. I don't want to do anything. I just want to waste time. I like wasting time.
Yeah, it's me fun. Too. But that's not an unfun thing to do, paint. I should have, you know, I don't know.
I think
there's some mental blocks. It's similar to maybe a writer's block or something. There's some things I wish I had been more self-motivated. I definitely, when COVID happened, I took full advantage of how lazy I could possibly be.
It's
pretty sweet for a few months. And then, oh, it's not over? Okay. And then 1 year goes by, and then 2 years goes by, and it's like, now I'm used to being lazy, and I kind of hope it stays this way, but I've also wasted years at this point, I feel like.
Yeah. Because
there were people that were productive, you know.
Some people
I wasn't one of them.
Very, very productive, but they probably think they're lazy too. You know, it's probably all just a grade, I'm guessing. I don't know. I'm a very lazy person, and I'm just guessing what productive people think.
I think part of why we get along is we're similarly like, I don't think we're lazy, but we're, or I am. I think we're both hedonistic, meaning I don't feel right now like doing that. Therefore, I will not do it. But you do eventually like get things done, but it's like,
yeah,
I want to go at my own pace.
Yeah.
To a fault, because my pace is really slow.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. I think I'm learning through when I do therapy that I have anxiety about doing stuff that's not being lazy. So I just be lazy so I don't have to deal with it.
Yeah, that's the same thing I have, 100%.
Which is really nice. You know,
But see, the point of being lazy, like we're saying, we want to be able to relax. But the way we're doing it, at least in my life, it sounds like you're doing going through the same thing. It's causing us to actually have anxiety, which is the opposite. You know, I want to be the chillest dude you ever met.
Yeah.
So I'm on permanent staycation.
Oh, God.
Why haven't I gotten anything done? Oh, my God.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I absolutely. I think, but, you know, I don't know. Everyone says that, you know, set long-term goals, but I feel like that's just living in the future, and living in the present is accomplishing short-term goals like seeing what's on the TV, finding some Taco Bell, and taking a nap. You know, I like to set easily achievable goals, so easily achievable that I don't even have to do anything, and it makes me actively feel worse about myself after I've done them.
Dude, I've got a list of goals over here that are probably would only take a few days, but there's no deadline. It's my own deadline, like making a reel or whatever. No one's waiting for me to make a reel.
Yeah.
I need a new one. So rather than do that, I've played about 500 or more levels of Tetris, and I've earned myself a free stay at the MGM Grand, where I just have to pay the resort fee.
Through Tetris?
Through Tetris. That's the way, that's what I'm accomplishing. But, you know, how am I going to pay for that if I'm not
right. Right.
Like I've accomplished no, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
It'll expire before I even use it, probably.
Well, but then that's also, you know, a problem too, is like, is then it's beating yourself up for not accomplishing stuff. Too.
Right.
That just pushes you to like, well, yeah, I don't know. I don't freaking know how to do it, man. It's really hard because, like, you know, we're in industries where you don't have to do anything. You don't have to get anything done because no one's looking. No one's looking for anything we do. There's no deadline.
We have both already set the pace for any fans that may be out there. Like, I have random, I'm sure. You have a lot more, I'm sure, but like thousands. But I have people randomly reach out over the years, and I don't, you know, but they're my age. So, like, they're not on Twitter. Like, I have no idea how many people are following what I do.
Yeah.
Like, when I met my blood sister, she was telling me some relative, like, stalks me online, but just meaning watches everything I do, and it's
right.
like I have no idea. Like,
yeah,
like when I tweet something, it seems like no one's really paying attention or remembers who I am.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
all the followers.
sure.
Yeah, but there are people out there anonymous.
Totally.
I don't know what got me off on this track, but.
Well, it's a good thing to get on track with, because I think it leads perfectly into our new segment. Because if you want to yes. know what we're doing online, here is a way you can go find out. Our new segment is something I started to do just today at the recording of this podcast. I will go on to our favorite comic website, gocomics.com, and go into the political cartoons section and find some good comics and write some comments. So if you want to find those comments, you can go there and look for any comment under the name Hans Moleman. That's my profile name.
Nice.
I've
been watching a lot of Simpsons clips lately.
Oh, really?
On YouTube. Yeah, they just, you know, they pop up, you click one or two, and now it's...
And then you just keep going. Now I got tons of them. Yeah. And I posted this comment on this one about 2 hours ago. No replies or likes yet, but I'm not deterred. So I'll just first start off by reading one, a favorite of mine that I found that I really enjoyed, that is old, but it really made me laugh. And this one is by this guy named Eric Alley, and it's February 19th, 2024. And you see... we're clearly in the White House in the Oval Office. You see a little bit of the desk, and on the desk is some paper with crayons scribbled on it. Just crayons with a crayon and some scribbling on the paper, right?
Uh-huh.
And then you see a hand coming from out of frame and pushing a button over and over, tap, 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 tap. And it says,
the big red button, right?
It says, "Hello, I want my pudding now. Watch my pudding, it's lunch." And he's hitting the big red nuclear launch button. And it's obviously supposed to be Biden, which is just an incredible comic that I loved.
That's pretty funny.
It's pretty funny. It's funnier than any of the other comics we read. And it's not even something, I mean, I don't know. I guess we all kind of agree at this point that Biden's mental health is a problem. Not that Trump's any better.
Right, but that's like, but that's also kind of a light joke. It's like, whatever, he's dumb.
He's dumb or old.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like saying George W. Bush is dumb. It's like, I don't know. Even his fans will admit it.
Yeah, right.
But then when you start talking about the war, it's like, you know, then it's.
Right, gets exactly, serious. Exactly. Yeah, for either of them. So here's my comment for this week. This was on Dana Summers' comic for today, and it is a picture of a bunch of kind of thuggy looking guys standing around on a street corner, and it says U.S. cities on the top, and this one guy says, "Inflation's killing me. I have to steal twice as much as I used to just to get by." So everyone's fighting in the comics about, you know, where if cities have more crime, if crime statistics have gone up, if it's red states or blue states that have worse crime, blah, 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 blah. So I commented on this one, trying to get in on this very important discourse. I said, "This comic is funny and true. I'm in Los Angeles right now reading this comic on a phone I just stole. Me and my friends all do crimes in the big cities because we can get away with it thanks to all the liberal policies. The only problem is I have to steal two phones these days just to make enough money to buy weed. Thanks a lot, Biden." So that's
it. I thought you were going to write a joke one. Did you get any replies yet?
No replies, no likes. No replies, no likes. No one enjoyed it.
When did you post that?
About 2 hours ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe we'll check
in. So we can check in later and see where it goes. And now I think maybe we could even workshop trying to write another one.
Yeah, sure.
You want to do that?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Okay. So this one is a man holding up one of the Trump sneakers, and his wife is right behind him pointing at him. And she goes, wait, you paid $400 for a pair of Trump's gold sneakers? And he goes, can you blame me? And she goes, I blame Biden and his lousy inflation.
Oh, God. It's like, okay, drawn, but I mean, get a writer, dude. Wait, go back up. I just want to see the picture. Yikes, man. That's so empty. Why do these comic writers, you know?
Yeah, and then the comments are all about how Biden's inflation's actually good, his economy's doing good, and that Trump's sneakers actually aren't made yet, and that they're actually made in China. And
well, here's a fact. Some people don't know this. I'm just throwing this out there because I think it would irritate people and stir the pot. You actually want continuous inflation, like a little bit of inflation.
Yeah.
So maybe you could play some nerd, you know, some big brain guy who's like, well, actually, you need this percentage of inflation is good. And
well, the problem is that I don't know any of those. I don't know any of those numbers.
Perfect. We'll make up the most absurd numbers. Anyone with a brain knows you want 15% inflation every year. You know, something like that.
Yeah. And everyone knows. All right, I'm typing it out. Everyone knows you want 15% inflation this year.
Otherwise, we got to think of a reason, though. Otherwise, you're not going to get...
Every year.
Otherwise, don't post it yet. I feel like, I feel like there's... We got to make it stupider.
Otherwise, our money won't catch up to China, and then we'll be under their red thumb.
Perfect. Under their red thumb.
You won't be as much as China's, and we'll be stuck under that red. Wait, their red, their big red thumb. And I don't mean in a good way.
Oh, that's awesome.
Posted. There we go. So I guess what we'll see is next week. I guess I'll come back and see if we got any engagement on the comments, and then we'll have two more. I also had a third one we can look at if you want. Come up with another one, or we can just move on.
I'm down to do it again.
Okay. All right, here is the third one. It is a picture of three Pinocchios all uniting their long noses together, like the three Musketeers. And they say, all for one and one for all. And they are wearing vests that say Joe, James, and Hunter. So it's Joe Biden, James Biden, and Hunter Biden. And they're all little Pinocchios, like the three Musketeers, because they all lie so much about how much backdoor deals they're making and with Ukraine or whatever.
James Biden? Am I supposed to know that name?
I didn't.
I feel like I thought I followed politics.
I didn't. Yeah, I don't know.
I know some son of his died, and there's his other one that's all cracked up.
James, I think, is his brother. I don't know. There was something about James made a deal or something with someone. Anyway, everyone's fighting in the comments about...
Dude, is anyone liberal in any of these comic writers?
Yes, there were some liberal ones. But these were the ones that stuck out to me as ones I felt like I could goof on.
Okay.
So I'm thinking of saying something like, you need to respect James Biden. He's a great president. And his sons, Joe and Hunter, are just doing the best they can with all this new found fame. James.
Not silly enough, I feel like.
Give President James Biden a break.
Yeah, getting completely.
Give President James Biden a break. Or he'll go Dark Brian on you.
Yeah. Nice.
Dark Brian on you. Hashtag.
Lion Brian.
Lion Brian. Hashtag Lion Brian. What's happening? I don't know. I don't know.
By the end, it's so like far away from the original thought.
Wait, what side are you on? Yeah. Give him a break, but he's lying? What's going on? All right. All right. We'll let you know next week what happens with these comments. And just at the end of the day, know that we had fun. Should we do Ripley's now?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's keep it rolling, right? I got some good facts, I feel like, today. Nice. If you don't know, Ripley's, Believe It or Not, is a comic strip that appears in newspapers, as well as the hit TV show that it was, and the fun museums you see in tourist hells of major cities. They post three random facts a day, and so some of them are pretty fun, and I like to read them on the show. So let's start with fact number one. For 15 days in September and October, Cambodian families visit graveyards and temples before dawn, throwing small sticky rice balls into the air to feed deceased relatives' spirits.
Huh. Well, it's not unbelievable, but cool.
You're right there. You're right there. I mean, I understand. I mean, I don't know. It's just got to feel...
Gross. And at a wedding that's dry rice.
Right.
It's not going to stick on everybody.
I mean, and also I'm just thinking you throw it up and then it just comes right back down and lands on the ground. You're like, wow, another ghost fed, I guess.
Yeah. Wow, it went right through you.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if they're getting taken away, then you're like, great, I fed that ghost. Or like maybe throw them into a koi pond.
And give them something nice. Sticky rice. Come on.
Yeah. If I was a ghost.
There's some sardines up there. Some crackers.
Yeah. It just seems like lame. And then you're stepping on sticky rice all the way back to your car and getting sticky rice all over your car. And you're like, why the fuck are we doing this? Then the ghosts aren't eating.
Very strange. They've never seen Casper, I guess. The documentary.
They haven't. That's an eye-opening documentary.
Shows how ghosts eat.
And they're not eating sticky rice balls. So, I don't know. I guess it's nice to have a time to respect the people who came before you. However, before dawn, that's rough. Unless you stay up all night, then that's fun. I think if I was drunk and up all night and I was throwing rice balls in the air, I would have a great time.
Yeah.
Okay.
It seems fun and fine, but it's just like, give me something unbelievable, Ripley. What's the next one?
But if you're like waking up before dawn to go and do that before you have to go to work, then that's, I'm out. But if it's like, hey, let's go party all night long and then throw rice balls into the moon, brother, I'd be like, hell yeah.
What holiday is it?
It's not a holiday. It's just for 15 days in September and October, which also, that's rough. If you're doing that, staying up partying all night for 15 days, I don't think I would survive that. So I'm out again. All right. Fact number two. This might be a little unbelievable.
Okay.
When unwrapped, the bandages of a mummified ancient Egyptian could... I don't like that word. The bandages of a mummified ancient Egyptian could stretch to over how many feet?
300. Longer? How many football fields? I'm trying. That was a football field length. I guess 600.
5 8,000 feet.
Whoa. How big is a mile? Is that like 5,000
feet? That's almost a mile. Yeah. 5,650 feet, I think, is a mile.
Whoa. I didn't have that memorized. Oh, cool. That's interesting.
There we go. All right. I'll take that. Ripley with the win.
I believe it, though.
You believe it?
Yeah, pretty easy to believe.
It is easy to believe, especially with the could caveat in there. You know?
Yeah.
It could. If it's like a really fat guy.
Right.
Like a really fat, tall man.
If they double wrapped him.
Yeah, exactly. All right. All right. Here's the next fact. This one I like. I think this is the best one. I usually try and end with my favorite one. Over 20,000 tombstones were dumped in the Delaware River in the 1900s.
That's all of the info? Yes. All right. That's an unbelievable one. Just gravestones?
20,000. Gravestones. Just thrown in the Delaware River in the 1900s. Right. I mean, over...
and no reason given? It's hard to believe.
I mean, over... in the 1900s, that's over 100 years. Who's keeping track of that? Or was it in the year 2000 they started fishing them all out? But even still, that's 200 tombstones thrown in a river a year, which still seems high. To throw... I've never had the thought or urge or had a tombstone accessible enough to pick up and throw into a river at all.
Well, you haven't lived. You haven't lived in Delaware. I thought it happened 100 years ago. You're saying over the course of 100 years.
In the 1900s, it said.
I took that to mean it was like an event that happened between 1900 and 1909.
Oh, you think it was just a decade?
I thought it was 1 year. I thought it was in 1900.
If it's in 1 year, that's even cooler.
Well, that's... yeah, I mean, it would be interesting in that case.
Who's doing that?
I don't know. I've never heard of that. Is that another stupid tradition honoring the dead? I don't know.
I don't know, but gravestones. You know, I think when I die, I'm okay with you taking my gravestone and throwing it in a river.
Yeah, I don't really care what happens to me after I die. I'm thinking just cremate me, save some money, shoot me to the moon.
I don't think that's saving money, shooting you to the moon. Yeah, spending a lot of money.
By that time, it'll be cheap.
Yeah, I think cremate me, and pour me on the stage of Jumbo's Clown Room.
Yeah. Bury me 6 feet deep. Cover me in concrete. Turn me into a street.
Whoa. That is
pretty metal, huh?
Yeah.
That's poppy. It's a lyric.
From what? Taylor Swift?
Poppy. She actually is like a... Oh, Poppy. She started off as a Taylor Swift type, and then she put out like a metal album or something.
Wow.
And it's really... hardcore.
Poppy. I Poppy.
Check her out. She's cool. I mean,
P-O-P-P-I?
She's controversial now, I guess.
P-O-P-P-Y.
P-O-P-P-Y. She started off as an internet weirdo, and then she started singing, and she was really good.
Yeah.
And then it turned out that her producer, who was producing all of this content, had worked with Mars Argo, a different artist. And like they were a couple and they broke up, and then he took her act and gave it to Poppy. Or that's the story that Mars Argo tells.
Oh.
But either way, Poppy rocks, and Mars Argo is like, kind of boring, in my opinion.
Interesting. Wow. Thanks for spilling that tea, L-Dog. Yeah, gulp that tea down.
Yeah. I'm all about some Poppy.
Poppy, Poppy, Poppy. Yeah, metal's cool. They make the coolest posters and t-shirts and stuff. That's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No? Yeah?
No, hip hop's the coolest style, I think. They have the best style. No. Eh, who gives a shit? All musicians have pretty cool style.
swing bands.
No. But I mean, I was thinking, jazz guys look probably maybe the coolest that I could actually pull off.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I could pull off metal, but I don't really want to be like that guy.
Yeah. You got to be dirty.
Right. Yeah. They look, metal guys look cool and they seem cool, but they seem like they smell.
Definitely.
Like with those cut off arm things and shit. I don't know. And their unkempt hair.
I was talking to a guy. I might have talked about this in the podcast before because it's one of my fun facts. This guy that was in a band and he went on tour. And what they did on his tour was they had a hole in the van and they would just pee through the hole in the van while they're on the road.
Yeah. Isn't sounds cool? About right.
Yeah. It sounds pretty metal.
I mean, comedians would do that, I feel like.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
just seems like kind of low rent. On the road shit.
Yeah, that's probably true. There's probably some ska bands out there who would do that too.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, you know what? Ska band style is pretty cool.
Yeah, I like ska. What's your favorite ska band?
No Doubt.
I knew you were going to say that. That's the one ska band I know.
No, the Specials, I guess.
I'd have to be reminded who they are. I probably heard their music, but I don't remember.
Yeah, they're like an old English ska band. This town reminds me of a ghost town. They probably have a more famous song that you would know better than that. There's the Untouchables, you know, or you can go more 90s style, less than Jake.
Wow, I remember all the... I remember the names, but I can't.
Real Big Fish. Mighty Mighty Boss Tones.
Oh, yeah.
Never stop to knock on wood. Whenever they might be about it. Never if I could. You know that song?
Make me wonder if I never had you knock on wood. And I'm glad I have it yet.
But I wouldn't if I could. Is that right?
Because I forgot the rest.
Well, they're great. They're great.
They're mighty.
They're mighty. I think Scott. Do you think Scott music's ever going to come back? And then I have a part two of that question. Do you think swing band style is ever going to come back? Zoot suits.
I'm at a point now where I think any genre could come back at any time. It just has to be a good band that is consistent. In that genre, that's it.
Yeah.
Because most people don't like country, but randomly a country star will just become a superstar because that person is good.
Yes.
Like Taylor Swift, I guess, really.
That's how sure, she's sure. Like a Chris Stapleton. The Tennessee whiskey.
I'm not the country fan you are.
Strawberry wine.
No idea what's going
on. You probably would know this Chris Stapleton song. Even though it's a cover, but most country songs are, I guess. But he's huge. He's doing the bowl this year, just like Matt Rife, another huge entertainer.
What bowl? Matt Rife is doing
Hollywood.
Well, whatever. He's fucking kids these days.
Part of the Netflix is a joke festival, and he's headlining the Hollywood Bowl.
He's headlining something? What is going on? We gotta get your fucking special out, dude. We gotta stop being lazy.
Yeah, I know.
Holy crap.
I know.
Because dude tells a... Anyway.
He's funny and he's good looking. What more do you want from an entertainer? He's dead. He's downright dropped. Dead.
Dude, he looks weird.
Hilarious. And he's hot as shit. He's the total package.
You would cast him as like a villain in like a college movie. He looks good in that way of like, hey. Oh. It's like, geez, dude, get that look off your fucking face or I'll punch it off. Anyway, we love Matt Rife.
We do. He's so funny. He really, I love the way he talks down to people that are below him. Punching down is sick.
Oh, yeah, and if he gets insulted, he wants to fight people. That's so cool. That's like, that's a comic spirit, you know?
And he's fucking hot.
Well, that's what matters the most.
He's so fucking hot that it's like, how can you be that hot and that talented at the same time? I still don't get it.
I was about to, when I did this earlier, I was about to be like, he fucking tells dad jokes, but then I was like, my favorite comedian Norm does the same thing, but it's like, what way your, different. Damn it.
What is your definition of a dad joke?
No, maybe, okay, yeah, you're right. Dad joke's wrong. Dirty uncle that you wish wouldn't open his mouth at the Thanksgiving tells a joke and makes himself laugh.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what that big controversial joke was. It's like, first, I mean, but I guess it was smart. It got headlines and stuff. That he did a sexist joke. He opened with, for those of you that don't know, he opened his recent special. It's the only reason he's even famous now, with a joke about a woman who had a black eye. It's like, oh, well, if she, you know, she's a waitress. Well, oh, if she was a cook, if she knew how to cook, she wouldn't
have
a
black eye. Right. She doesn't listen. That's why she has a black eye. She deserved to be hit because
I butchered it.
Whatever it is. It's just like, it's so,
I'm just trying to spit at, like, get it. Cause it was also too long. It was a shitty joke, dude. The point is to be shocking. It worked. I'm also annoyed at people who are so outraged. They just have to bring it up and talk about it. It's like, dude, it was hacky. It was terrible.
It's a boomer joke. That's like a boomer street meme. Joke. It's a boomer Facebook meme is what that is. You know, I've seen that meme conservative Facebook memes or something like, no, terrible Facebook memes. It's a Reddit that I look at sometimes.
Here's the person it is, and maybe not a dirty uncle. It's like when you get hired at a terrible job, like McDonald's, and your boss tries to relate to
exactly
you,
what it is.
But he's a retard that works at McDonald's, so his idea is to like tell the worst, most inappropriate joke. Like, that's what it is.
He was blowing up on TikTok before. I will say that he was blowing up on TikTok because people thought he was so cute and so fucking funny.
You know what? These are my feelings, but I really should stop talking trash on this podcast. Every time we bring up a comedian, I got to spit out my opinion. It's like,
yeah, well, we're not bringing up really.
We don't need to be such a critic, I guess.
Great comedians. We don't need to be critics. So you can like whatever the fuck you like.
Yeah, it's just our taste, but that is so annoying. It's so, but whatever. People his age probably think it's great. I liked.
What is his age?
I'm about to embarrass myself, but I liked Dane Cook when he came out.
That's,
I thought,
not
he
embarrassing.
Was funny. It is, dude. He does suck.
He sucks now. He sucks now. When he first came out, he was funny.
Well, thanks. That makes me feel better. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm not sure, though. There were times in college, I heard his act, and I remember hearing certain jokes, and I was like, oh, interesting. But at that time, I thought it was cool, but I was like, oh, I see what he's doing. He's telling, like, sex stories to, like, let the ladies know, like, he's out there, he's good at sex. Yeah, but now, looking back at that, it's like, ew. I was right in my assessment, but it's like, that's not cool.
That doesn't kind of turn you on anymore. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't really care. There's a lot of comedians that are out that are
awesome.
Awesome. They're all awesome. It doesn't, there's no benefit to even talking shit on a comedian.
No.
You know, it doesn't help you in any way to be like, that person sucks. It's just kind of like,
that's why I got self-conscious about it just now.
Yeah, it's true. Good for whoever can do whatever, but, you know, even if they're garbage.
Yeah.
I guess especially if they're garbage and they figured out a way. I mean, a lot of these people.
Dude, when I was a kid, I remember telling boomers, like my parents or other people, like, oh, my favorite late night host is Conan. And it's clearly he's the funniest, but they thought, Conan, he's weird.
Yeah.
It's like taste is, you know, there's no accounting for taste.
There's no accounting for taste, but ours is right and theirs is wrong.
Yeah. Conan's not that weird at all. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Yeah, no. I mean, he was weirder, I guess. Letterman was weird, too. But anyway, should we do some comic strips?
Let's do it.
Speaking of, now let's get to stuff that's really funny.
Let's make it real weird.
Comic strips. Now we're going head to head with two comic strips to see which one reigns supreme. I won last week. I had the comic strip known as Animal Crackers. And you know, I just want to say, leading up to this, how I had to go back really far to find one that was somewhat funny. I couldn't use today's. I had to go back all the way back to January 5th is how far I had to go back to find one that I thought was reasonably chuckle-worthy.
Damn.
And I bet you're wondering, how did I find... You might be listening at home and thinking, how did he find Animal Crackers? I've never heard of that comic strip in my life. I went to Go Comics, a website we go to read, and I clicked on View All and started at the A's, and that's how I found Animal Crackers.
Boom.
So in this one, we got a fishbowl, and there's a little goldfish squeezed up against on the right, because in the middle and taking up most of the fishbowl is a blowfish that's totally blown out, right?
Oh, shit.
And the little fish says, "This is the last time we watch a horror flick together."
That's funny. Ooh, it's going to be a close one. Whoa, this is going to be...
Uh-oh.
All right. And you know what? I didn't have to look that far. And I'm actually surprised. I used to hate this comic when I was a kid. I thought it was never funny.
Oh.
But lately, it's kind of funny. Kathy.
Oh, brother.
Four panels. And, let me zoom in. All right, so she's at the coffee shop by herself at a table, and she's got her coffee, and she's got like a little briefcase. And above, there's a little thing that says 8:30 p.m. I just realized it says p.m. Thought it was in the morning. Anyway, 8:30 p.m. And then the next panel, she's got like little sweat going out of her head, like, oh, she must have drank some of the coffee. And then it says 8:30 a.m. p.m. and 5 seconds. And then 15 seconds later, the next panel, there's like a cloud of dust. And she's like picked up and she's got, you see bags and books. And then the final panel, at the top, it says the coffee shop single available 24/7. Accessible 24 seconds. And then you see her table has got like newspapers and a laptop and everything like hiding her face. And the waiter comes by and he says, "Wow, nice fortress."
I'm so, well, let me see this. I'm so freaking lost here.
Damn it.
It is PM. She's drinking coffee, then she gets so crazy, and then she's 15 seconds later. Okay. Okay.
So I won?
Yeah,
I guess you got to do more Animal Crackers.
Okay, Animal
week.
Crackers wins again, I guess. Kathy blew it. We thought she had it. I'm sorry, Kathy.
That wasn't as close as I thought it would be.
I was totally lost. I didn't even freaking understand it, man.
Maybe that was a bad execution on my part.
Yeah, possibly. Well, all right, guys. We got to wait till next week. Hopefully, Animal Crackers gets dethroned. I'll probably be back into 2023 trying to find another funny one for next week. But we'll have to tune in to find out. And we'll also keep you updated on the political cartoon comment section and see what's going on there and have some new comments for you as well. Until then, keep gripping.
Keep ripping.
And keep stripping.